You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
So our guest in this half of the show is going to be Sam Gracie. Sam is one of Canada's leading nutritional researchers and has been so for the last 30 years. Sam Gracie, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Dave Fuller. Pleasure to be with you today.
Haven't talked to you for a while, Sam.
No, and it's 2015, so Happy New Year to you and all our listeners also.
That's right.
Hope it's a healthy, happy, and energetic New Year for all of us.
Well, you know, it's funny you mention energy because there are a lot of people struggle with energy, especially this time of the year in the winter. I know, you know, they pack on a few extra pounds. What are some of the things that people can do to increase energy levels?
Well, there's five basic rules that we have in research about energy. Five really simple ones to begin with. One, drink more water today than yesterday. Whatever we drank yesterday, just drink more today. Water is a universal fluid. It dissolves toxins in the body and removes them so that cells can function better with the, let's say, waste removal taken out of them. Number two, move more today than yesterday. Watch less TV and less screen time. Just move more today than yesterday. It is in moving that we actually expel from our muscles and our nervous system those toxins. And moving allows the muscles to generate energy. We call it ATP. When muscles move, they create even more energy. Number three, make fewer processed food choices today than yesterday. Processed foods downgrade energy. The chemicals and the sugars in them cause energy to be depleted. Number four, sleep longer and deeper. REM sleep tonight. REM, R-E-M, that's that stage of sleep in which we get incredible renewal and relaxation so that we are ready to go for the next day. And number five, breathe deeply. Stop stress from ruining your day. When we breathe deeply, which we breathe over 4,000 breaths a day and seldom are we aware of one of them, but when we breathe deeply, we reduce cortisol, our stress hormone, and we bring oxygen into the muscle tissues and the cells of the body. Just like the motor in a car, it needs fuel and oxygen to make combustion. We need that also. So five basic, real basic plans. Drink more water today than yesterday. Move more today than yesterday. Make fewer processed food choices today. Sleep longer and deeper in REM sleep tonight. And breathe deeply. Stop stress from ruining our day.
Sam, you know, in terms of these, you know, different things that people can do for energy, it sounds simple, but why is it so hard for us?
Well, it's hard because we're looking for quick fixes. And, you know, the FDA scrutinized the safety of certain beverages. Energy dominates the drink areas now. And in 2013, energy drink sales were up almost 7%, very large increase even over 2012, in spite of the FDA scrutinizing and suggesting they may not be the best. They've got a lot of caffeine in it, synthetic caffeine. It's not promoted very well. Coffee would be a better choice, and espresso would be even a better choice, alkalizing. So the drinks have artificial caffeine at excessive rates that stimulate the system and the heart. So what we need to do is just go back and start eating good diets with good nutrition. And there are supplements. We can talk about them in a moment. But I want to mention some foods, Dave, that we have found that really increase energy that people might not be aware of. Red beet juice or even red beet juice powder. It's a rich source of nitrates, a little different than the nitrates that we worry about. And they convert bacteria in our mouth that increase nitric oxide, and nitric oxide supports more blood flow to the heart muscles and stamina. As sour cherry juices, they deliver anti-inflammatory activity to muscles and the mitochondria that are critical for making energy. So sour cherry, tart cherry or sour cherry juice has very little sugar and is a real picker-upper of energy. And any kind of sprout, you know, broccoli sprout, kale sprouts, radish sprouts, even quinoa sprouts that I sprout at home, they have 100 times more energy supportive enzymes than mature vegetables. And then you've got teas, moringa teas, oolong tea, matcha green tea. And a surprising one, Dave, is Japanese wasabi. You know, the wasabi, the green that you have sometimes with Japanese food that has that sharp, hot bite, it has a genetic programming gene in it known as TARP1 that really adds longevity to mitochondria structure and function, the actual cells that make energy. So wasabi comes out as a superstar, and the herb rhodiola rosea, it really sparks the miracle molecule ATP. And a couple foods, organic coconut oil, whole avocados, organic free-range eggs, whey isolate protein powder or vegan protein powder. These are foods that really open up the window of opportunity to make high-quality energy in the body. And then I'd like to just go to the basic Mediterranean diet. It's a pH-balancing diet that goes to work in minutes, not days. And, you know, lots of vegetables, virgin olive oil, fruits in moderation, garlic and onions, salad greens, you know, whole grains, spices, a lot of spices, so we don't need extra sodium. And then fresh fish, legumes, chicken and eggs. That's the basic Mediterranean diet and lifestyle, and it's surprisingly uncomplicated, and it is probably the best energizing of all of the diets that we've looked at so far.
Sam, you touched on a couple things that I'm interested in. First of all, sprouts. I was doing an interview a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about broccoli sprouts.
Yes.
And how good they are for fighting cancer.
Yes.
What have you found in your research? Like, are they really that good, some of these sprouts?
You know, when a sprout begins to sprout, it is its most nutrient-dense form because all the nutrients are in that little sprout. As it forms into, like a broccoli sprout forms into the broccoli plant, a lot of energy goes into making the literally fibrous part of the plant, or those big, thick branches that go up. And it's the flower heads that contain the majority of the nutrients. So broccolini actually is a little more intense with its energy capacity and anti-cancer activity than broccoli itself, because the little clorets are bigger and smaller and jam-packed, and there isn't as much energy in the shoot. But the sprout itself is the superstar. Any sprout, there's endless sprouts, from red clover to pea sprouts to sunflower sprouts to radish sprouts. The list goes on and on. But sprouts have 100 times more energy nutrients than the mature plant. So in winter now, if someone were to see my salads, the majority of my salads are sprouts. Tomatoes, avocados, radishes, beets, carrots grated into it, sweet onion. But instead of a lot of imported lettuces, I'll use sprouts, locally grown sprouts.
Sam, also moringa. Now, when I was traveling in Africa a few years ago, the moringa plant was everywhere. But they didn't seem to use it too much. I mean, they used it for purifying water in some cases. But you're saying that it has it's a good source of energy. And I know some of the multi-level companies are really looking at that.
Yes. It was Dr. Oz, actually. You know, he gets credit for some discredit, but he gets credit for a lot of good work. And Bryce Wild from Toronto, homeopath, who's on the consulting board for Dr. Oz, actually is the person that discovered it in his travels. And it's a creepy growing vine. And it has the capacity as an herbal drink to really increase energy without being caffeine intense itself. It's just the structure of it really feeds the mitochondria, the energy-producing cells in our body. So they boost focus and enhance stamina more than actually increase just pure energy. So, but also in that same list is matcha green tea, you know. But moringa tea has really come to the forefront, and it's not expensive, and we can brew a cup of it instead of a cup of coffee, surprisingly. And 2 cups of moringa tea give you the same effect as 1 cup of coffee if people have trouble with coffee. And if they are drinking coffee, I prefer people taking black espresso, organic, if possible, because the espresso has almost as much caffeine in a pure form, and it's not roasted as long. And I think it's healthier and a better source if someone's going to have coffee. If they're not, matcha green tea, oolong tea, moringa teas, they're all energy boosters within their own right.
Mm. Well, I think the new Pope is a big fan of matcha.
Yes, yes. I'm a matcha green tea master, you know, with the little whisk making it, and it, you put the green tea in the warm water, and you just heat up your bowl a little with warm water and with a whisk, and it just foams right up. You can put a little cinnamon on top of it to balance blood sugar levels. I don't put any sweetener in it, and I think it's a fabulous drink, and I enjoy it first thing in the morning. I'm not much of a coffee drinker, although I will have a couple espressos a week before, you know, two or three. I use them on days when I'm going to really work out hard early in the morning. But when I rise in the morning, I like a matcha green tea for myself.
Mm-hmm. Sam, one of the things I've been trying to do this year is to meditate a little more. And you mentioned breathing.
Yes.
How much of a difference does that make for people for energy?
You know, it's really interesting. People like Deepak Chopra and so many people like that have really put emphasis in their research on meditation. First of all, Deepak Chopra and his research feels that our mind has at least 8,000 thoughts go through it every day. And most of them we're not aware of. So there might be fears, anxieties, work-related issues that we're not even aware of, that are robbing our energy because they take time and space and energy to deal with. So he really advises just stopping several times a day and deep breathing, as does Andrew Weil, the physician, promotes this also, that deep breathing reduces cortisol levels, our stress hormone. We de-stress simply by breathing deeply, and we're not conscious of those breaths. When cortisol goes down, DHEA, like a teeter-totter, cortisol goes down, our stress hormone. The opposing hormone, the counter-regulatory hormone, is called DHEA. It goes up. It is the mother of all hormones. It makes our male testosterone. It makes female estrogens, the good ones, and progesterone. So we get a hormonal boost and balance, emotional balance, psychological balance, spiritual balance, by reducing cortisol from breathing and increasing DHEA. If we then take the breathing into some quiet meditation, we even enhance the effect more, because in a calm body, cortisol reduces and reduces and reduces, and DHEA dominates and turns into our good hormones. So from a spiritual standpoint, it's wonderful. A psychiatrist in 2014, no, let me go back, Dave. In 2013, psychiatrists felt that the most important thing we could do as human beings is really work on forgiveness. That forgiveness was a key to releasing a lot of mental, emotional stress. In 2014, those same psychiatrists studying what was most important for us to survive on planet Earth came up with quiet time. They said we absolutely need every day, all of us, to pray or to meditate or to sit and ponder or look at the stars or just watch nature in general, out with the aromatherapy that comes off from trees and plants. And so whether we call it meditation or prayer or pondering or sitting quietly, they all classify for the same thing. The human biological system is pushed so hard today, we need to chill out a little. We need to renew and restore our energy stores by calming down our system.
Sam, we're going to chill out for about a quick break here, and we're going to come back and find out more about how we can increase our energy then.
Thank you.